Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the upcoming Outlander series or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted, the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat. Welcome back.
We're so glad you decided to come back.
To come on and listen to the after, to the actual reaction to the fan event. Welcome to episode 20 of the Outlander podcast,
part two.
I'm going to say part deux.
That's a Hot Shots reference.
That's true. Okay, so in this is just going to be a very, very quick intro here. Just a note, in our celebratory atmosphere, once again, in our spooky hotel room,
there may or may not have been wine consumed.
Just a smidge.
We just got back to our haunted hotel room. And
it's not really haunted, technically. It's just creepy.
We haven't had any, like, baby cries.
No, you know what? It's not that it's not even that it's creepy. It's just old.
It's old, run down.
Like I said.
No, that hotel is creepy. The hallway looks like The Shining.
Okay, there is a cubby, and there is a Shining-esque
quality
to the hallway. But for the most part, it literally just reminds me of living in New York in the 90s. Like, it smells like it.
Yeah, it's like a resident hotel.
It's like a residential hotel.
Yeah.
So you smell like old people.
And old smoke.
It
old
does. The room is not smoke. Bad, but when you go in the hallway, you like
it smells moldy and musty.
Yeah.
And there may or may not have been pee on the floor in the elevator, but I don't know what it was. We'll just assume.
What, you saw wetness?
No, there was wetness.
There was like a small puddle.
And it smelled like urine?
No, but I wasn't touching it, for God's sakes.
I didn't ask you to touch it.
But
lick it.
You know how they were mopping out the hotels this morning as well as the floor?
Okay.
They were mopping up the floor in the hotel this morning. And they were mopping, they had just mopped out the elevators. And I was like, well, now we know why they have to mop out the elevators.
Because apparently either somebody spilled a drink or somebody could not hold it until they got to their
It wasn't
there,
water, that's all.
It is a long ride down from the 10th floor, ladies.
Not that
elevator isn't the quickest, I will say.
It does jiggle a little
It's
at
very
the
scary
end,
and rickety.
It's a little scary coming up. Coming down is like, well.
Okay, so anyway.
So
the
that, nobody cares about that. So let's get to what's actually important. The STARS Outlander fan event.
I don't know. Oh, God.
Okay. I don't even know where to start. I think we should start with the fact that STAR sent out an email that said, do not line up before noon. And people were lining up at 10:30.
Okay, so hold on a second. We were going to do a short, a few minute long kind of thing to wrap up to get our thoughts and first reactions to this. And now I'm not against any of this. Are we going to like kind of recount it briefly?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, so this may be more than a few minutes. Okay, carry on.
I never.
I have wine. That's okay.
No. Listeners, I never promised this was just going to be a few minutes.
That was all in Ginger's head.
I filled up my glass.
No, you said it was.
I've filled my glass with this delicious red vintner's wine.
And I have the Pinot Grigio in a box.
From Target.
Which we've decided is actually a really, really good wine, actually.
Yeah, the vintner's
I've
red.
Been enjoying it. Vintner's red.
Yeah. Pinot's okay.
Which I think we already talked about last night.
And we have cheese. We have wine and cheese. So there you go.
So, the Outlander event. People did start lining up early.
At
which,
10.
At 10.
10 o'clock 10:30. Is when the person I talked to, that was the earliest that I had heard somebody say.
Oh, my goodness.
They had lined up at 10. And the only reason that we got there when we did, like,
was because somebody sent us a text message and said they were lining
get
up.
Get your butts over here. People
like
are already.
Or 10:20
yeah, they're like, they're letting people line up. You guys better get over here now. And so we hurried and rushed over there.
I was like, well, we were planning on leaving like at 11:25-ish or 11:30. And we were within very close walking distance, so we would still be there early.
Like, we thought we'd have to do laps around the block for 20 minutes.
Or something across the street until they let us line up.
They let us line up down the block from the Orpheum.
So, as I posted, I think, on Instagram, it was the pre-line line.
Yeah. It was a pre-line line.
Oh. Yeah, I
I think we were almost late to the pre-line line because it took me that long to curl my hair because I was anticipating a photo op, if you will.
Which happened.
Happened.
Okay, well, we have to explain. So what we had not said before was that we were blessed
beyond
all belief.
We were lucky enough.
Very lucky to get.
To have procured some VIP passes
through
DirecTV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, DirecTV. We're going to keep you. And STARS, you're on our list for
but like I said, I was curling my hair
with some help from
because you know I figured there was going to be cameras there at some point. And even
you
though they said
know.
Be casual, I'm like, I still want to look nice.
And there were a lot of news cameras, and they had STARS people.
Who
were
the people behind us? Press?
There were press people there that were, and there were people from STARS that were there that were trying to do like I don't know a promo some kind of like
they were trying to create a specific reel because like they were asking like, for fans excited fans. Fans. Specific
there
things.
Were people with yeah. cameras and big old boom mics.
But they were yeah they
in
were
line.
From they were from Stars and they were going to okay. different groups of people in the line asking them to say this or hey what's your favorite thing about this or what are you looking forward
so
to
that
most
was before.
Or yeah
okay yeah
that was
I
all
saw it, but
earlier
we were
and then
of
there was
so.
A horse head going around that I saw people wearing.
Do we know
did
who Donna's?
Did become unleashed?
Unmasked? I don't know, but I saw several people. I saw several people wearing
At first I thought, because it looked like the same mask that I've seen on the Donna's, on Donna's Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was Donna's. But then I saw somebody else wearing it. I'm like, that's not the same person wearing the horse head. I don't think it was the same person. For all I know, somebody just brought it and thought it
yeah.
would be funny.
Well, they said that Donna's would be here and would be unveiled.
Well, I know... They did? They said that
Donna's
Donna's
would yeah.
be unveiled?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't... We were there. We think it happened. There was a few times in there where there was huge, like, screaming and yelling and cheering, and that could have been for that TV camera.
No, they were yelling. That was all the Stars promos, all the... As far as I could tell, because it was, like, cameras that they were screaming for. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, here's the bigger image of the day, is that we had originally gotten our reservations to be with Stars, the regular event.
Oh, the yeah.
And I registered under my name for two, because I didn't know
thinking,
if Ginger... If, I didn't
that
know,
she was doing it for both of us.
I didn't know that
Thank
Ginger
you,
had...
Summer
had
planning.
Though, let's all point out here
homesick,
now...
I was homesick that day.
Please let me point out that while I registered for two, Ginger registered for one. She did not think that she should have registered for myself.
Summer and I were both on Twitter that time, that day. And so I knew we would both, I assumed we would both do it. And we both did. The thing is, she didn't know that I was doing it for me, and I didn't know she was doing it
well,
for both
see,
of us.
Well, see, I didn't
so.
Know that she's only out for herself. And from here on out, I will act accordingly.
So.
And just plan for me and Lene.
Hey!
But that
but
being
that's
said,
how I get, got to go. So.
But that
that's
being
true.
Said, no, it did work out great in that regard. However,
so we had an extra plus
but
one.
Then, so we had an extra plus one, so I invited Lene to join us.
Yay.
And
we started planning our trip.
So we planned our trip and everything. We got our hotel, our creepy hotel room.
Shining!
I know. Red rum. So Ginger happened upon this contest with DirecTV.
No, a friend told me. I will say that.
Well, I don't know how you did it. As far as I'm concerned, you happened upon
someone private messaged me and said, did you see this contest on DirecTV? And I thought, no. I go there and I realize that people have already commented. It was... From Monday the 6th. I'm like, it's Wednesday. Surely.
It's too late.
It's too late. It's been 3 days. And this is only 25 people. A plus one. Yes, but only 25 quote-unquote winners. What is this, right? And so, and then I thought, you know what? Let me send them a private message. So I PM'd them and said, if it's still open or if you have any room or if, you know, let me know.
Or a waiting list.
Yeah,
something.
Let me know if you have a waiting list. So anyway, I did that. And then the next morning... I had a private message from DirecTV and said, congratulations, Ginger, you're in. And I'm like, oh, holy monkey balls.
So, now we're in. But here's the next thing. The next issue is now we're in,
yeah,
but we've only got two.
Yeah.
Only two spots.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, crap. I've got my friend Lene coming along.
What are we going to do?
I was like, what are we going to do? Well, luckily, we were able to hook Lene up with people
with
a group and cool people. And
nice
so,
people that I could hang out with.
Exactly. So we didn't
still
feel...
We still felt bad. It's still awkward. We knew that we were all excited to be here for the larger event, period. That's all we had planned.
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about the benefits of each position. As a VIP, we had reserved seating. We didn't have to fight for a seat. However, our reserved seating was in the balcony. Now... The good thing about the balcony is we basically had unobstructed views. So there was no such thing as a tall person in front of us. We didn't have anything blocking any of our views.
And it was the first row of that balcony.
And it was actually, they were really good seats from where we were. Like, it wasn't a huge theater, so every seat was good. Now, the pro of being not a VIP was that Lene was in, like, the fifth row.
I know, we were like, this is the way!
She was, like, maybe 10 feet away from Sam Heughan. She probably could. She was like 10 feet away from Sam Heughan and his beautiful, beautiful body. And I promise you, he is beautiful.
He is very pretty.
So beautiful.
He's
so,
oh, goodness.
And
gracious.
Katrina?
Gorgeous.
Is gorgeous.
She has like the most flawless skin.
Seriously.
Gorgeous with a capital, I almost said C. Gorgeous with a capital G.
That would be a different word, Ginger.
Ginger can't
what?
Spell tonight. Gorgeous.
I'm a good speller. I'm thinking Katrina
she's,
C.
She's so gorgeous.
gorgeous.
She's very beautiful.
So we did sit further back for the actual
Q&A section. And you guys didn't... It was so strange to me. You guys were the VIPs, and here we are. They let everybody else in the theater... And made the VIPs wait outside.
Yeah.
And you guys got seated last.
That's true, but in the defense of the event, we didn't have to fight for our seats. I mean, we had a whole row that was dedicated to us.
And I'll say this, there wasn't any fighting down with the masses.
Well, up above or down below, Allender fans, you guys...
Everybody is very conscientious.
We're fans as well, so we're saying a shout out to all of you, but also us, because we didn't... Hopefully we didn't misbehave.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Allender fans as a group, first we rock because we rock. Yeah. But oh my gosh, there was
everybody was so nice.
Everybody was awesome.
There wasn't any bickering or fighting or arguing.
When video clips and the trailer that they showed us started, you couldn't hear anything. No. Nobody said a word. And I really, really enjoyed that aspect of it, that everyone was like conscientious.
I think that's why they played the trailer twice.
They did.
Because there's no way.
Because
I think they
thought maybe people would scream through the first trailer like they have previously.
Scream through it. I was trying desperately not to blink. I didn't want to miss a second.
Apparently, okay, someone told me we walked down today. We were very close hotel-wise to the Orpheum. But I did get a ride from a friend back this evening. Someone told me on the way, we're talking about the clip or the trailer. And someone said, there was this and there was this and there was sex. And I was like, what?
There was sex.
And I said, what? There was no sex. And
there was sex. You didn't see
Ginger,
like...
Didn't you see
like
Katrina?
She was totally on top.
Oh my gosh.
And then we know.
I watched it twice.
And the second time through when Katrina was sitting on stage, I'm sure she was kind of sitting there going, oh God. Because honestly, if somebody randomly threw a sex video up on a stage behind you while you were sitting there, wouldn't you kind of be like, oh God. Oh my God.
I hate watching myself on videos anyway of any kind of performances I've ever done. It doesn't matter what it's been or how recent it's been.
But that is so specific. It's one thing to not want to watch yourself say lines or be like, I'm Claire Beecham or whatever your name is or whatever's going on.
Oh my God,
but to have a video so
pretending
such an intimate moment.
I mean, well, you can tell. And I don't know how you missed it, Ginger. The expression on her face.
It was twice.
And you saw it twice.
Was it the big O?
No, okay, I don't think
you
could
tell.
But she was definitely enjoying it.
She was
into it.
It was O-ish.
Yeah, she was in the throes of passion, you could tell. And it was pretty obvious. It was obvious she had no clothes on, even though it was tastefully done.
Did you see her back or what?
No, it was from her face.
It was from here.
Then maybe that's why, because I didn't... Okay.
And
they only showed it
for a few seconds. You need to get on and
watch
it.
I'm fairly sure, I think... At Chris F. Parnell has posted the trailer online.
I saw somebody post it.
So if you haven't seen it yet, please go find it. Because trust me, they showed it twice, and twice was not enough. They could have looped it for the entire hour and a half we were there, and I would have been content and thought that was an amazing event. However, there was more.
We didn't talk about how it started.
Okay.
When we were sitting there and it started.
Oh my gosh.
First thing you heard.
I almost
You heard
lost
bagpipes
it.
Starting, yeah. just one bagpipe. And at first yeah. I thought, everybody
I thought
was cheering,
recording.
And I was like,
exactly.
I thought they were piping in, like, canned music. I'm like, why is everybody cheering for canned music?
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden this player comes out on stage.
A chick. A hot chick.
She was really
pretty.
Chick.
Wow,
playing
summer.
The bagpipe.
She was.
Both of them
she
were really
so,
cute girls.
They were so
they were
beautiful. They were really good looking
girls. They were gorgeous, like...
And
do
they
you say, where do you find LA girls that are
that can play the pipes?
Play
good,
the pipes.
Not just play the pipes, but play the pipes.
Play the pipes,
yeah.
Good Lord.
No, and when she came out, that was the first like chills that I got.
What's this song? The second song they played. What's it called?
I don't know.
It's like Brave Scotland the Brave.
I think it's
like the one everyone thinks of when they think of bagpipes.
Yeah.
That
yes.
they played that second, and I who am not emotional whatsoever about
mm-hmm.
anything other than maybe Parenthood on NBC.
I recognize two of the songs they play.
I got a little misty in my eyes, and I had to calm myself.
In the corner of one.
Yeah. I who am like emotionless and a robot
exactly.
got a little bit emotional
oh, you
at
are
that.
Not.
I also got a little bit emotional when they started the trailer, and I held out.
That was my second moment of getting the chills. Seeing the trailer.
I pride myself. I don't know if pride myself, but I usually find myself being a little robotic when it comes to like emotions. I try to hold it in, but they got me. You got me, stars.
if you start out every single fan event with bagpipes, you're going to have them. You already have us in your palm, thank you very much. But you're going to, like, have us weepy and weak-kneed. I mean, that is such,
Well, you know going into it that it's we're going to, yeah. We kind of like pipes. We kind of we kind of like Scottish stuff. And if you start the whole event and set the mood with some amazing hot female bagpipers. Yeah. That was
impressive.
That was classic.
I have to say, I was surprised, number one, that there were, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was surprised that we had bagpipes live. Okay, great. That was the first, like, surprise thing. And I think I tweeted, like, oh my god, bagpipe stars, you slay us. That they were female and that they just kicked butt.
No, oh and they're they were kilted, and their kilts were super cute.
And then they did a little cursing at the end. It was very cute. They were very cute.
So, the bagpiping ended, and they played, like, probably four songs.
At least four, like, or five.
I was surprised they went on as long as they did. I enjoyed every instant of it, but yeah. I was a little surprised they kept going. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then we were introduced, what was his name? The Stars rep that came out? Did you get his name?
It was hard to pronounce because he was like,
it wasn't
people
Chris.
Were hooting when he was talking. No, it wasn't
Chris. It was
Chris is with Sony.
No. There's the one, Chris Albrecht. But it wasn't him.
A Stars rep. And yes.
Who was the guy who read Outlander 24 Hours?
Yes.
And he came back and said, we have to do this.
Yes.
Whoever that was, yes. He was, like, instrumental in the whole loop of things, getting this sold.
He came out and basically did a short introduction. Mm-hmm. And he talked a little bit about his introduction to
people saw all of this online.
So he basically introduced. Was it Alicia?
I don't remember what her name was.
Is it Alicia?
Oh, yes, Alicia Quarles?
Yeah. The Entertainment Weekly representative, which I'm so glad that Entertainment Weekly is on board. I've been a subscriber to Entertainment Weekly for years.
Yeah.
And
I've seen articles about Outlander in
right. I've only seen a couple, but, like, I think that they're catching on. I think everyone's catching on now to how big this is going to be, and everyone wants a little bit of a piece of it.
Outlander's arrived. I think that's actually the title for this. That's the title. There we go. It happens.
That's the title.
Titles of the episode. Outlander has arrived. It's an Outlander's coming out party. So we all knew about it. Not so much about the trailer and that kind of thing. We all knew about the hype. We love it. We're huge fans. But now, little by little, it's officially come onto the stage of the world, of the media, entertainment world. And
it's true.
So excited.
And even though I think that Entertainment Weekly has mentioned them before, yes. I think this last week is the first time I've seen them featured. And the fact that the moderator was from Entertainment Weekly, I feel like
it's really... But she also mentioned
her...
She was also a big fan.
Oh,
she talked about...
Fan.
So she came out, and then she introduced... Ron and Diana, and then they came out, and we had a good portion of time with just the two of them.
And he showed a lot of the artwork, which a lot of us have already seen.
The artwork we'd seen, but then he showed the trailer.
Yes, the artwork, it was nice, though, because you can see way more detail on the artwork when it's on a big screen like
right,
that.
Right, as opposed to when you're looking at it on your computer.
It's not, you don't really get to see all the detail, and it looked way more impressive, I have to see. Not that it wasn't impressive to begin with, but it was like... More so.
Right, and it was impressive from the balcony, so it must have been amazing
From the
fifth row, Linnea.
But yeah, so Diana and Ron, Ron, he described all the slideshows, and then he showed the trailer that nobody else had seen yet until tonight. Yeah, they released it tonight online.
I don't even want to talk about it, like... I don't even think I could put this trailer into words. Like,
oh my gosh,
it was so intense and like back to back action sequences
and the music
and then everything.
And music and
the first time this is the one thing I want to talk about besides the fact that I apparently missed Claire sex.
Yeah,
but Claire and Frank sex. But
it's the assumption of Frank.
It's the assumption. Okay, well. Because
they haven't filmed
the wedding
her and Jamie yet.
Exactly. So it has to be Frank sex.
Yeah,
Frick sex.
Frank. Wow.
Anyway,
so the whole thing was exciting. I've only seen it twice.
It's on Twitter now, though.
Okay. We are doing this recording right now for you guys, but mostly for us, so we get it out and don't forget anything. So I haven't taken the time to watch it since we left the building.
You'll have to watch it.
But they did show it twice.
They did show it twice, which you guys saw if you followed the live stream. My biggest takeaway. It was all brilliant. I could spend an hour talking about the trailer. My two favorite parts of the trailer was, one, and oh, question because someone sitting next to me asked me this. When she says, "I think I fell through the stones," or something
who was
like
she
that.
Talking to?
Exactly. Someone said to me, "Who was she talking to?"
It looked like a woman.
No,
from the
fell
back,
through
I think.
Time. It was
fell
definitely
through time.
A woman.
Fell through time.
My first instinct was that it was Mrs. Fitz. But I don't think she would have talked to Mrs.
She
Fitz
have
about it.
I don't
know.
To Mrs.
But dude,
Fitz.
it was definitely like it was
kind
the
of a bushier, grayish hair.
It was bushy.
Hello.
Like the only person that I could think of that fit that description was Mrs. Fitz.
I'm gonna have
now
to
granted,
watch it again.
Now, granted,
but that,
I'm gonna have to wait till they show
words,
the actual show for
know,
me to know
exactly
who she said
but
it to.
But those words gave me shivers a little bit.
Yeah,
because they were not in the book. She never
she never tells. A dang person.
Even Jamie, she doesn't like
Steve. Until after they're married, girl.
Long after they're married.
Until after the witch trial.
Until he almost sends her back.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
But wait, she doesn't even like really state.
She
never says those exact words. She just says.
No, exactly. That's not a line.
I touched the stones and something happened and all of a sudden I was here. But like.
I don't know what happened, but she said, this is my
truth.
And
she does explain things, but they don't really go into detail on.
Exactly.
Y'all goosebumps just talking
about
it.
I know. Okay, hold on.
Like
I haven't even said my whole part. When she... Oh, my God. I'm going to start getting a little bit verklempt again. Okay. At the very end, I think, when she's saying who she is, and she says, Claire, pause, Claire, Beecham.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She did it
Claire,
right.
Claire, I knew from the moment they cast her and I saw her face, I was like, Claire, it's Claire, it's Claire. But we haven't seen her talk. We haven't seen her do the English accent. We haven't seen her speak as Claire. Oh, my gosh. And you guys, this is nothing that you guys haven't seen, especially by the time you'll be listening to this. Katrina is freaking Claire.
Yeah.
And I just, when she said the fall through the time or what, I mean, that was great and a nice addition and we'll find out when we see it who she's talking to. But when she says Claire, Claire, Beecham. Oh my God. It's like you can see the thought on her face.
Oh my God, y'all, she's crying. I do want you to know that she's also freaking adorable. Like,
yes,
she's so cute.
I don't know if I'll post this photo, but she.
She's very proper.
Oh,
like,
no,
okay,
is.
No, let me set this. Let me set it up.
Okay.
Ginger goes up to get her picture after I had taken my picture with Claire because we got these meet and greet photos. So I had my picture with Katrina, and then Ginger was in line. And as she's going up to take her picture with Katrina, she's like, can I stand on the other side? And I was like, yeah, because the other side is, you know, that's her good side. And as I said that, Katrina starts making model face. Like, she's like,
making model face.
And then so we take a picture, but they're not both doing model face. And then the woman taking the picture was making a comment like, oh, I thought you guys were both going to do model face. And then they both kind of smiled and there was another picture. But no, it was actually a picture of them both laughing. But it was a really, really funny moment. But she's so, literally, she's so adorable. Like,
she's so nice.
And tiny.
Oh,
like, I literally wrapped my arm around her, and I think I could have probably put my finger in her belly button.
I'm so happy you did not. She would both be fired.
She probably wouldn't have enjoyed that.
They would have had you escorted out.
Yeah, they would have. So that's after the event.
Correct.
We'll get to that. But is there anything else we want to talk about from the actual event? Okay, the trailer.
I'm pretty sure that Sam accidentally showed his junk to somebody in the front row.
Because when he first, I don't know if you saw this, Ginger, but
no,
when he first came in, and Sam and Katrina were, because they came in afterwards, and
Correct.
They came to sit down, so,
kind of.
When Sam sits down in the chair, they're in, like, those director's chairs, right?
They're high, but they have little footrests on them.
Ron Moore, I don't know, like, he sat kind of with his leg to the side, he never sat with his legs kind of spread open.
But
Sam's
he thought about it when he sat down.
Naturally, you can tell, like, Sam just always sits that way with his legs, like, apart.
Wide open.
Typical guy. And and as he first sat down and he threw his legs open, he, like, hurried and, like, shoved his hand down over the kilt, and then he looks at the girl in the front row and he was like, he mouthed the words I saw. He's like, you saw that, didn't you? And he's all, you saw that. Like, don't say anything. It was so funny.
I did see him throw his hands between his legs.
No, he looked down at the girl in the front row, like, and he mouthed those words. He was like, you saw that. Don't say anything. Just let's pretend that didn't happen. It was so funny.
Gosh.
I think Diane and Ron, excuse me, Summer's brushing an eyelash off her face.
It was really annoying.
So she's like distracting me. Now, Diane and Ron seemed to, like, when people asked a really intelligent, like, thought-provoking question,
mm-hmm.
you could tell, like, Diane and Ron really were like, hey, that's a new one.
How
that's
exciting.
A good one.
They
did. I love it.
They were like crickets, and the audience was like, oh.
Like I said, there were a couple tonight that were new, that were different, that were more, a little more thought-provoking, I think, that were really good. And did you hear when Sam was asked what was the question? What is most favorite thing to look forward to doing, or
he was the
most challenging
thing he was
things,
looking forward to,
or the things he enjoyed the most, or what was it? Oh, new skills they had to learn to become a character.
Yeah.
And him, or things they enjoyed the most about doing their character, something along those lines.
Yes,
anyway,
I remember.
He talked about the horses. That was the first thing he mentioned. He says, riding the horses and working with the horses.
And you're a horse girl.
He said, I almost yelled. I was like, yeah! Oh,
no,
nobody
she,
else
no.
cares.
She almost went, no!
No, I wouldn't have done that.
No, but I love that his horse's name is Sleepy.
I know.
No, Sweet Pea.
No, he said Sleepy.
Oh, I heard Sweet Pea.
And then he
sleepy.
Turned and he said, he's not sleepy. He's not sleepy.
I love that.
No, and he says it's a
so Ginger title. Misheard things and missaw things.
Yes.
No. And he is so charming.
So charming.
So sweet.
So charming.
He oozes
charm
and charisma.
And so, like, just down
genuine.
To earth and, like, real and genuine. And
yeah.
Like,
well,
he's the kind of guy you'd kind of want to take out for a drink, just to hang out
with. Well, and
Katrina,
she seems more reserved.
She's also...
And more proper.
You know what, though? I think she's a lady.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think she's a lady.
Saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying she's more reserved and a little more... And I think she's probably one of those women that if you gave her a drink, she'd loosen up and probably be like...
But she doesn't drink. She says she doesn't drink.
I know. Which is maybe why she doesn't.
Probably.
We don't know.
Because she gets a little unruly when she drinks.
As was true last night, just to remind you, if you hear any background noises that are like megaphones or traffic, our windows are open again. It's a lovely night. Didn't we sleep with the windows open last night?
Yeah, we did.
We've had them open all day.
I know. I'm surprised the cleaning staff didn't.
They didn't close
Shut
the windows.
Them.
I did have a moment of paranoia that there were going to be all kinds of bugs in our room.
Oh.
We woke up in the
But
morning.
I have to say... Okay,
there's nothing.
Outlander... No. Outlander, yes. But Starz, Sony, DirecTV, and our haunted hotel, and Los Angeles. You guys did it. You rocked it.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay, bring it.
Okay, Ginger first. What was your favorite moment of the event?
Of the event? Of what I saw on stage?
Of what you saw on stage. What you saw on stage.
Because I could tell you my favorite moment of the event.
Yeah, I know,
you know
me
that.
And blah, blah, blah. I didn't get you. Let's shut up about that. Okay, no.
So,
favorite moment of the actual
so
show of them on
because
stage.
Because I could think about that.
Okay.
Okay, my favorite moment with them on stage. I have to clarify that because
yes.
I have another favorite moment of the evening. It has to be the trailer. I'm not going to lie. That trailer was everything.
She took my answer.
I'm so glad, like I said, that they showed it twice.
Right. I know.
Because the second time I realized that I felt like I'd been trying to keep my eyes open the whole time so I didn't miss a second of it. But even having tried to keep my eyes open, I realized I'd missed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That as I was watching it the second time, I was like, I totally missed that.
I want to watch it like two or three more
times. I want to watch it more than two or three more times. I want to watch it like 30 more times.
I want to watch it on a reel. I want to
Well, soon enough, they're going to start showing them on TV.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going to
start showing
well,
them.
Well, apparently,
for Outlander, is supposed to be shown during the premiere of Black Sails on the 25th.
Here's the thing
Maybe?
About this trailer. This trailer was everything to people who know the show.
Yeah.
But to people who don't know the show, this trailer... is so amazing.
It's intense.
Like,
it's very
intense. It's exciting.
Because it's like, some of the clips they show are only a few seconds of this and a few seconds of that, but it's boom, 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 boom. And it's so, like, it's just, they throw so much at you in such a short time. It's pretty intense.
No, and for those of you who know what's going on in the story, it's everything.
Because you're like, oh my gosh, there's that. Oh my gosh, that's when that happens. Oh my gosh.
Exactly,
totally
but
cool.
for those of us, but for the, not us, I can't be part of that group, but for the people who aren't familiar with the story, it's still exciting, it's got everything in it, like, and that's the thing, they've literally only filmed 4 episodes,
yeah.
And this trailer is built from 4 episodes, and from these 4 episodes, they have captured enough things
to entice
everybody.
Men and women, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, my husband's like, sure,
you see
I'll
it
watch.
Yet?
No, but he'll. I'm like, you'll like it. It'll be like Game of Thrones in Scotland, but better because it's less complicated and way less characters to keep track of. He's like, yeah, I'll watch it,
dude. All you gotta do is
I'm
show
like,
him,
you gotta,
show
you gotta
him a
see
picture.
Katrina because
no,
she's beautiful.
Show him a picture of Katrina and he's there.
Yeah, he'll.
He likes
when
boobies.
She has the cleavage. Yeah. I'll
so they practically opened the event with the trailer. And they closed the event with the trailer.
Yeah. And everybody sang happy birthday to Diana.
Twice.
Well, there was a spontaneous rendition where the host mentioned, it was her birthday, and everybody kind of busted into song, and we all sang. And then they brought a big cake out for her.
Which I will say, I want to say that cake was backstage when we were all doing the whole meet and greet, yeah. And it smelled fantastic.
No, it saying, did. And Summer went back. Summer was sitting next to me. We were waiting in line for Sam. Right. That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
We're waiting in line to get a pic with Sam. That sounds really.
That's
bad.
Better. That sounds.
Well, it sounds better. So, and she said something about the cake, and I looked over. It was very pretty. I was. Oh, the cake was.
Did
like,
anybody actually get to eat it? Did Diana
I,
even
I,
get
I,
it?
I was, no one cut it. It, no it was it. Not open, but I could smell.
But it was,
I could just. Smell
but it was
it.
What?
It
what's
good.
The word? It was draped in tartan.
Yeah, I had a tartan. It had a little.
I got a picture of it. I'll have Ginger posted on.
Yeah.
The Instagram
we'll put
account.
It up.
But it smelled fantastic. I could smell this cake from like across the stage. So we were upstairs in our little balcony seats waiting. And then at the end, they had told us that we needed to go down to row one. No, row
oh,
one.
I didn't even hear that. I just followed the crowd because I did
but
not know where to go.
Nobody
we
moved.
Someone went down and said, wait, stars people, where do we go? Because
right.
we didn't know where to go.
So we didn't know what we were supposed to do. Someone had said prior to the whole thing going down that we were supposed to do the meet and greet from row one, which indicates that we're supposed to go down to the orchestra. But we all kind of sat in our seats and we're like, I don't really know where we're going.
Everyone exited but us.
Someone from Stars did come and fetch us, like the entire row of DirecTV people.
Mm-hmm.
So they fetched us, we all went downstairs, and then we all went up on the stage. Like we went backstage, and then everyone was kind of mingling on the stage. And as we're standing in line to walk through, they were like, oh, excuse me. And Diana Gabaldon literally, like, just walks by us. And we're like, oh, my God, it's Diana. Hi, Diana. I think I got a picture of the back of her head. It was going to be the front of her head, but then she turned at the last minute, and it was really unfortunate. But she's the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
She's itty-bitty.
She's itty-bitty.
She's a tiny
person.
Oh,
when she came out in that gown or that dress or that skirt...
It was like a.
It was like a skirt with a shirt and this fantastic overcoat.
It was like a velvety looking like print, but it was like a sheer. It was like it was velvet printed on it like a sheer material.
Yeah.
It was really pretty.
She's all.
Really
she's
pretty.
Always
it was a Celtic looking.
Yeah, she's
type
always
theme.
Like really put together. She looks 30.
And how old
looks,
is
she?
She's
like
60.
She's
over
60. 60
something. Isn't that crazy?
She looks fantastic. It is
insane.
She has really good
maybe
genes.
Maybe she's
a drive traveler.
Maybe she's a tiny.
So she walked by us as we were like waiting to get in. And but seriously, you guys, she's the most adorable thing I've ever seen. Like
she's
Katrina.
Gorgeous,
Katrina
she's
is beautiful and gorgeous and everything.
But she's
but
like,
Diana is like Diana looks flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless. And I'm not just trying to like blow smoke up anybody's whatnot, but she looks fantastic. Fantastic. I hope I look that good.
Yeah,
when I'm
60.
When I'm 60 something.
Yeah.
As we're walking in, everyone is kind of crowding around Sam, and this is the whole meet and greet section. Everyone's kind of crowding around Sam and Katrina, and there was a few people around Ron Moore, and then obviously Diana. People were trying to get stuff signed. And we happened to walk by all the writers. They were all of the writers of the show were
oh
all like kind of huddled on
I
the back
that,
wall.
Wait, are we backstage
there.
Then?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we wanted to definitely say hi to. If we had unlimited time, we wanted to get pictures. Yes, but we wanted to say hi to everybody. We. Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna lie. We spent more time
with
Meryl
writers.
And the writers than we did with Sam.
Meryl
like, I think
or Chris Parnell? I'm not sure.
My experience with Sam was probably five. It was the best 5 seconds of my life, but it was probably 5 seconds long. And I'm really kind of mad that Ginger didn't take longer to take the picture because I
but
wanted her to.
There was a line, and they were trying
there
to.
There was
get
a line,
through.
But I wanted her to pretend to have problems taking pictures, and then I could have groped him more.
Wow.
As
I did
it was,
not grope
he
him.
Held you so tenderly.
He did hold me so tenderly.
He's a very good holder.
No, he had me very firmly held in his grasp, and I held him very firmly, and I felt like he was there in that moment with me, and, you know, that's probably why he's such a good actor.
Oh, Summer, hey now. He's just so kind.
Seriously,
so
you guys,
sweet.
He is the sweetest
no, seriously,
man.
You can feel the charisma, like, from him and the charm coming off of him from the stage. And that's who I envisioned as Jamie.
Yeah.
Because Jamie, he's one of those charismatic people that could,
exactly.
like, rally the masses
exactly.
and, like, stir people to, like, fight for him. And that's the kind of person he is, I think. And you have to have that inherently. It's not something you can pretend to
no,
have.
No, if he had called out and said, let's go TP this theater, I would have been like, yes!
Let's go to Target and get TP!
Yeah! So, I think we spent a good time that we were backstage in the meet and greet actually talking to writers, which was fine. I loved it. They were all...
Oh, my gosh.
They were all just...
They were all fangirling. Right. Or fanboying, whatever. Right. They're such... Wow. I mean,
probably because nobody oohs and ahs over the writers and you guys actually... How
no,
many people,
there were, like, there were people,
people...
Well, they were... It wasn't like a crowd-ish around like Sam had or like Katrina... But
dude,
no.
The line at Sam was intense.
Was intense.
It was intense.
And they were trying to get people through so we didn't all get kicked
well,
out because
the,
they
oh,
were going
to
close
thing.
The theater.
Here's the thing. By the time we got to the line for Sam, they were very specifically saying, we're trying to, you know, we're running out of time. Everyone needs to
you
cut short.
You're chatting with
because
him.
Because a lot of the people ahead of us had been having, like, mini interviews with them, which is fine. So by the time we get up there, I'm thinking, I have very little time to interact with him, so I need to be memorable. So when the woman in front of me cleared, I went, "Yay, it's me!" And he turned and looked
my
at
turn.
Me, and he went. And he turned and looked at me, and he went, "Yay!"
And it happened. I was there,
so I was very excited that that happened. And then, like I said, he held me very tenderly.
And you'll have to post the picture.
I will
of the
post
two
the picture.
Because it's very cute.
No, it was an awesome 5 seconds of my life that I will never forget. And I sent the picture later to my significant other, who then sent me a text that said, and that was the last I heard from Summer. So then I took the... We used my phone to take the pictures.
We didn't want to go back and forth, and Ginger has a, like, military-proof...
Ginger has to literally... Okay, she has the OtterBox that you have to hold the flap open to take pictures.
Oh, it's a Griffin.
Okay,
sorry.
It's like an OtterBox, so it's, like, crazy.
I think you can drop it from, like, 50 yards off a building or something.
The point is to take a picture, you have to hold a flap open. So I was
that
like, I'm going to...
That sounds really bad.
But it's true. Yeah. So I was like, we'll just take all the...
It has two
all
flaps,
the pictures
the
with my photos. And I did not get her name, but I do want to give a shout out to our friend from Alabama.
She was
who
so
was
sweet.
Behind us in line because I was like, oh my God, I have literally 15% of my battery
she was
left.
So
and I just
awesome.
Hope that I can make it to get a picture with Sam. And she was like, I have my charger here. And luckily she had a flash.
Same thing.
She had a flash driver, a flash drive.
It's a battery charger.
A flash
basically.
Charger. But
so,
she
yeah.
literally stood.
She
let me hold it and charge like 5% back on my
she
phone.
She was awesome.
Like I said, all I needed to do was get through the meet and greet and get a picture. I was like, if I make it all the way to this meet and greet and then I can't get a picture with Sam, I was gonna cry.
You're like gonna be heartbroken.
No. So we got the pictures with Sam, and then we were like, okay, well, let's hurry and get pictures of Katrina. So we got pictures of Katrina, and it was so funny because when we got to Katrina, I just kind of buzzed through that line. I was like, hey, take pictures. And she was talking about my hair and my, you know, she's like, oh, I love the contrast of the blonde and the dark hair. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, you're so pretty. They took the picture, and then Ginger gets up there to get her picture, and the
oh,
first
yeah.
thing she says is, can I stand on the other side?
And so she said, what'd she say? Sure.
She said, oh, sure. So then I was, like, mocking her for having a better side. And then Katrina made, like, the best model face for the next picture.
She totally
picture.
Did she our model face.
You really should post that one with the model face. You're kind of blurry in it, Ginger,
I'm
but it's
blurry.
Still funny.
If nothing
so
else,
awesome.
We can crop it to Katrina's model
That's
face because it was amazing.
Well,
it is really.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
it is. It's
she's
dirty.
A professional model face.
I know.
She's got, like.
She's got them.
It was awesome.
It's
it was
like
duck
the Zoolander
face. She
look.
Had duck
yes.
face,
you know?
Guys. It was like professional.
Blue steel.
Professional model duck face. So then. You know, we're kind of Katrina was kind of standing by the exit, so I didn't really want to double back and try to get back with anybody. So we unfortunately didn't get any pictures of Diana, which made me a little sad. I do have a picture of the back of her head. We head out, and they send us out basically into this alleyway, and they're directing us how to get to the front. But as I'm standing in the alleyway, I'm waiting for Ginger to come out. I don't know where she is. And I happen to turn my head, and standing right there is somebody else I hadn't gotten a picture with. It was Rondi Moore. So I was like, I gotta get this picture. If I don't ask, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
felt bad because he was no longer in the venue.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm gonna ask. So I walk up and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I know you're not inside anymore and you're maybe off the clock, but can I get a picture with you? And he said, yeah. So I took a selfie with him and I was like, sweet, thanks so much. And then I'm walking away and I was like, oh, look at this picture. I just got Ginger. And she goes, where did you find Ron Moore? So I had to double back and get a picture of her with
and
Ron
at first
Moore.
I said, Mr. Moore? I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if I could do it? And he's like, sure. Like, yeah.
No, he was very, very sweet. Like, everyone very, there was so gracious. Nice. Like, literally everyone. So gracious.
But wait, who were the writers you guys talked to?
Oh,
we talked to Matt B. Roberts.
And we talked about his... He said he has some really exciting, beautiful
oh, he did say handsome
photos coming up. We're coming. So excited. His photo of the day.
We just talked to Matt B. Roberts. We talked to Meryl, who's the production partner with Ron Moore.
And she's much more, say, maybe not as vocally expressive as I am, as far as going up and down, or she is just, I know she has said it, and I know others have said it, but it is so true. She is just as much a fangirl as we all are.
Yeah. And she has Claire just, hair.
And she has Claire, oh,
she does have Claire
Meryl's
hair.
Meryl's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's very sweet.
If you're listening to me, Meryl, you're very
Meryl.
Pretty. Girl crush.
No, my girl crush
so
is Kat Katrina.
Who else?
Okay, so it was Matt. We're not trying to be informal here. It's just how we know you on Twitter. Matt, Meryl. And we didn't really chat with him. We introduced ourselves to him, but it was Ira, someone or other with the blue beard.
Judy had a fantastic
it
blue beard.
It was awesome.
I'm pissed
I didn't
get a
picture.
It was
electric blue. That
it was
awesome.
Not Smurf blue.
No, no, no.
Like
electric
beautiful. Blue.
And then...
I intended to get a picture
and
I got distracted because my phone was dying.
I did say hello to Anna Kenny. And I said, are you Ann Kenny? And she said, yes. Like, I'm not going to, you know, some people like to chat. Some people are not necessarily chatters. And I was not going to insist on anything, obviously. So, but we got to meet Ann and then the other people we just mentioned. And then Chris Parnell,
he's a Sony exec. We did spend a good portion.
It must have been like 10 minutes.
He was so
poor
sweet.
Poor guy, but he was so sweet.
Oh my God, he was so sweet to talk to us. Like, he talked to us for like 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
He talked to Meryl for like 5 minutes, and she was like,
5 or 7,
seriously.
Yeah. She was pretty long. But...
7 is really specific.
Well,
five
yeah,
seven.
But it was more, I think it was more than 5, but it was not as long as Chris.
No. No, she was, like I said, everyone who took the time to talk to us was, like, super sweet. And we actually ran into Chris a couple more times.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we were standing outside the building and we see him and we're like, Summer's talking to him. She's like, oh, hey! And what did he say to you?
He was like, hey, say hi on Twitter, you know? Send me an email, send me a tweet. And I was like, no, I already follow you! So... I went ahead and sent him a tweet when I got back to the hotel.
And then Summer and I were standing there trying to figure out which way to go. And so we finally decide. And so we walk down the block. And there he is. We pass him in a lot. And we're like, oh, good night again.
Good night again.
Are we going to see you at the next block?
Will you be at the next intersection?
We'll see you in a few.
But no. I mean, all in all, you guys, this was such an awesome night.
It
really
was
so awesome.
It was crazy. It was, I mean, okay. If you find out or you know you're going to do a meet and greet, then you obviously think it's going to include meeting and greeting and talking and not schmoozing, but, you know, mingling,
mm-hmm.
being in there and whatever. And that, you know, because we had no idea. Was it we had the words meet and greet or something? Meet the cast
mm-hmm.
and the people. But, I mean, it was so much. Do you want to get some more shout-outs? We saw some people. They're just really sweet. Okay, who else did I introduce? Summer was there for the ones we've just mentioned. Then Summer and Lynette took off.
You should shout out to your friends who were so nice to me in line.
Marifel was very sweet. Marifel, it was the people that Marifel brought.
And it was all her friends. Michelle and Gloria.
The other ones,
it was
yeah.
Michelle and Gloria and, I'm totally going to get her name wrong. Jamar.
Oh, I don't know.
But I love that you found the Michigan girls again.
And no, they found me. Yeah. No, the Michigan
they
girls.
Did.
That was
Lene's getting a following.
Katie and Katie and Courtney.
@NayRuzu on Twitter.
Katie and Courtney. I think
okay.
I'll have to tweet them personally or something.
We
and
did
say,
an
hey,
advertise.
You guys need to follow Outlander Pod because they're very. I think they'd get a kick out of it. So I'll have to put them onto this. But yeah, and then they found me later because I had been waiting in line with them earlier, and then.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, you, like, disappeared after they gave us our numbers and we didn't see you again. We thought, oh, my gosh, she got into the VIP. And I was like, no, I didn't.
No.
Sorry.
They were
super nice.
Shout
super
out.
Friendly. Both stay-at-home moms like me who have kids.
Aww.
Kids similar ages
Aww.
As me. Yeah.
Aww.
And we were talking. They were very, very nice. I enjoyed them.
No, and
much.
They flew in from
Michigan.
Oh,
where it's
cool.
freaking
yeah.
cold. And they were sitting there. It was hilarious because they were standing in line going, okay, do you guys think this is cold weather? To us, it's like 15 degrees warmer than it is. Here it is in the 70s in L.A. And we're like, oh, heck no. We're in short sleeves and, like, skirts. And she's like, yeah, because we were watching people walk around today. They had, like, jackets and, like, scarves on. And it's negative 25. During the day, that's their peak with wind chill factor. That was their peak.
That was their high.
Their high of the day. It was negative 25.
Cold front recently, yeah.
That's the polar vortex that's
right?
been going on.
Polar vortex.
Poor Michigan people. Oh. But yes, they were very sweet.
Oh, so anyway, I'm sorry. I was on Twitter. shout out. Yeah. Who else? Okay, we talked about the people we were there. The people, well, I think that's all Summer and I saw. So as we left, I think it was after, or just as, or just before, or just after, I doubled back to say, I'm getting to something, I'm getting a picture with Rondé Moore. We were walking away to, like, leave, or to go back to the theater, and I saw a person whom I thought, who I thought looked like Joy Phillips, who's, I think, with Stars, but I thought, oh, wait, I want it, should I go say hi to her? And I'm like, you know what, we're about, this is, like, a chance in a lifetime. Who knows if we'll ever be able to attend another fan event. Like, just do, you know, balls to the wall. Do it.
Might as well say hi.
Exactly.
Is it going
to
hurt?
Exactly. So I go up and I say hi to her. So a shout out to Joy Phillips. A shout out to, oh, we were in the room. I said hi to Anna Halligan.
Anna Halligan.
Or Anna Maligan.
Mm-hmm.
She, very sweet. I think that's all I did. I said hello. We said hello to, actually, at the event. And then after we were done and we were leaving, Summer and Lene. You guys,
Before we do that, yeah. I do want to say that Matt B. Roberts has the most fantastic mustache and, like, goatee that matches his picture on Twitter. It's...
Oh, yeah.
He has the...
Oh, the little, like, the cartoonish looking thing.
What is it called, though? It's the Saint... It's like the V for Vendetta. What is that picture from?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
You've seen V for Vendetta?
Like a Van Dyke?
Kind of, but it's...
A Van Dyke is the mustache, and then, like, the small goatee beard.
Yeah, but there's a specific day in England. Yeah, in England.
Oh, Guy Fawkes.
Mm. Guy Fawkes.
Sorry.
He's got the picture of Guy Fawkes as his profile picture. And he's got this fantastic Guy Fawkes goatee going on. So, it totally matches his profile pic. Anyway, back to what you were saying.
As far as shout-outs, Anna Halligan and Joy Phillip. And then they said we leave through the back, go to the left, and then take another left back
into
the theater.
They sent us back to the lobby in a roundabout way.
And I did say, I haven't posted them yet, but I did take some pictures. Obviously, we did not tweet during the whole thing because our attention was elsewhere.
No, let's be honest. My phone was dying.
Yeah, but who tweets the most? Me.
Well, obviously you, but my phone was dying. Like,
but
it was in, like,
death
throes.
Pictures.
Death
throes. So they told us to leave and exit and go through the left, go back through the lobby of the theater, and that way we could go
get some tea.
And they were all... The food was actually really good.
Oh, no. I didn't try any.
I have to say.
I didn't try any, but I saw it.
I know, you were the only one who ate the food, so please tell us about the food.
Well, hold on. Let me finish describing what I saw, and then I want her to tell us, because we have not talked about the food. I didn't try any. So we go in there, and there's, like, this, like, spread of with this tea, right? And I'm like, oh, that's so neat. It's, like, this and this and tea and little finger sandwiches and tea sandwiches and all these things. And I looked at it, and it's, like, Outlander, some kind of tea... Craig Nadun. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And you look at, everything says like Outlander something. I got pictures of only a few, but they had, and I do have a picture. We'll post one. They probably are already all over the internet, but we'll do it for our own shiggles anyway.
Oh, I want to say this.
Oh, you scared me.
Diana calls Sam Shugs.
Yeah.
She refuses to call him Sam because her son is named Sam, and she thought that would be weird.
And the term that she used... Cognitive dissonance. And I knew what that was.
So she calls him Shugs, like, to his face, and I love every minute of it. Anyway.
We come back to the lobby, and I'm looking along one wall, and there are also big blown-up pictures of, like...
Huge!
One of...
Oh, and I have to say,
Katrina
and
Tobias...
Oh, and Tobias.
They're wrong.
Somebody was twerking with the picture.
Hold on. I'm going there to wrap all that up, to encompass all of the pictures that were being taken with that Jamie. Big, blown-up Jamie
was
molested.
multiple times, in multiple places.
In multiple positions.
Oh, wow.
I stood there and watched. Know. Like, seriously, one was twerking the picture, like, sticking her, like, behind.
With blue hair. She had blue hair.
Yeah, she did have blue hair. And it was awesome.
That was awesome.
I have to say, it was totally awesome. And then others were, like, kind of looking like they were,
A lot of people were, like, trying to, like, well, they were, like, lifting
a leg
up.
They were trying to, like, climb him
and,
like a tree. Do you want me to describe, like, the tea, high tea that they had?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do you want me to describe the stuff they were doing to Jamie? I'm like, no, we're done with that.
We already did that.
No, but can I say?
No, I want to say one thing and then I want to describe it. Okay, so as I saw it, and this is after Lene has had some of it and seen everything, I just was looking at tea and looking at different things. I mean, they had, there were napkins and a few things that were branded with Outlander Stars. And then there were also, like, the little place cards or whatever that announced or said
what the item was.
Everything had Atland or something, or Cradedunti, or...
They were all themed. Awesome. Okay, now let me go. All right, tell us what they were doing.
Okay, well, you know, when we got done with the event, the masses, like I was, right... The peons, the lowly ones.
Look, girl. I'm just kidding. we're all lucky to be there.
The average Joe Schmoes. We all got to go down in the lobby, and they had a big spread out in the lobby, but then you didn't realize there was like a door that goes into this other huge lobby that has even more. And everybody's in this one big line, and come to find out it was just for the tea. And there were all these other tables with food on them. So we went over in the corner, they had all these little really nice little finger sandwiches of different kinds, and they had a lot of different shortbread cookies, little like they had a really good one that was like an almond marzipan type. It had almond paste in it.
I love marzipan.
Some sort of like little marzipan nice. Like tart type thing in a cup, a little like edible cup.
Oh, that chocolate cup?
No, it wasn't a chocolate. It
I
was all
one that was chocolate.
It looked chocolate, but it wasn't. I didn't try everything because there were a lot of different things to try.
There
sweet,
were,
but they were mostly sweet or finger sandwiches. They were all like little small bite-sized little things, which was nice because you could try multiple things.
It looked delicious.
So anyway, was there anything else you guys wanted to talk about as far as the event goes?
Look. Okay.
So is there anything else you need to talk about tonight?
No.
Okay, so after we were done and we left and we went into the lobby, I was going to hang out with some other friends, and Summer and Lene were going to...
They handed out pocket Jamies!
It was so sweet.
Well, they're not
and
even really pocket.
Out.
They're
Hold
like...
On.
I don't
Almost
have a pocket bigger
9 or
10 there.
Inches tall.
Yeah, but we have to give...
Is that indicative?
If I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. You guys can all correct me, but I believe Pocket Jamie started with My Outlander Purgatory.
I don't know.
Really?
But they handed out Pocket Jamies at the door, and
I'm
going to try to keep
it. But it was like, it's a little doll.
That somebody made?
Or a little something that someone made called Pocket Jamie, so that whenever they went somewhere, they could put it and take pictures of it, or send it around. And I believe it was My Outlander Purgatory. Now, at this event, we got a little Pocket Jamie.
He's what, like about 8
Jamie.
Inches tall?
As we were leaving, I was going to hang out with my friends who were here down here in L.A., and Summer and Lene were taking off to go grab some dinner, right? And so we stayed back, and we kind of took a long time. I took pictures of the large blow-up pictures of Sam, and then the stones, and then the 1940s shot of the car, Claire and Frank, in front of Lalibar. No, Leoc. So we took some pictures, and then they were gone, and I went with my friends out the back to her car. And what we saw was there were a few people hanging out by this little barricade kind of gate thing that was out behind the theater, which is where the actors and everyone would have come out that way, or at least come in the vicinity. So we kind of hung out, and then I went back with my friend to her car because the parking lot was right there. And I thought, you know, I don't really feel too right standing here or whatever. But as we walked away, one of the people from Stars said, you guys, you don't want to leave. I can't tell you any more than that, but you don't want to go. And I'm like, maybe we shouldn't go. So we turned around and came back and waited for a few minutes. And lo and behold, Sam and Katrina came out. And they kind of, like, you know, took their time at first, and then we thought, oh, are they going to come over? Are they not? They ended up, bless their hearts, they came over and gave us even more fan time. And it's actually of a good quality, but I turned my iPhone and did the video, and it goes between, like, a steady hand with video of either Sam or Katrina, and then because I had my purse between my feet, and I have different things I was trying to hold, and hold the flat back. All this stuff. On the
Maybe
phone.
Maybe you can post a partial video.
I'll have to cut it. But it basically, I got Sam taking selfies with others, very, very close. Sam taking selfies with others, taking, signing some stuff, and Katrina as well. Mostly of Sam, but I wanted to make sure I had Katrina in there. And then I did not videotape this, but I actually got Sam and Katrina to sign the same Outlander Stars napkin. Because we didn't have anything to sign, but that's it. And I also kept the pen that I gave them to do it. But anyway, so yes, he signed it. Can you show me what it says again? I think Katrina signed Katrina Balfe.
He's
speaking
Gaelic. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Okay, Katrina signed Katrina Balfe, and Sam signed, I believe it's Martin Va, which is good day, hello, kind of a greeting. Va
he's showing
is,
off. He's
Va
showing
is,
off his
I know.
Gaelic prowess.
Va, mm-hmm. Va is good or well, depending on how it's used. And then he signed it Sam XX, I guess.
What did he say was his favorite phrase?
He said love.
Favorite.
I will have to look that word
love.
Up. But he said
it
was the word
my love. My love.
Oh, it was my love. Well, he did. It was right because it was mole something.
Mole something.
It started with a G. But he had it, and we'll watch the event again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's basically it. Oh, and while we were there, as we were waiting for them to come out, or for the chance for them to come out, I also have to give a shout out. We met Allie Ingalls, I think it is, Allie Ingalls, and also got to meet Robin Harney. Very, very, very sweet. They're all, everyone from Stars. I don't think we met a lot of people from Sony except for maybe, well, I think, no, Robin's from Sony, but I think we met, I know we met Chris. Anyway, everyone was, you could tell they were a fan.
I just love how everyone was as excited about the series as we are.
That's the whole thing, is it doesn't matter where we turn, whether it was someone from Star, we even spoke with some people from DirecTV. It was Stars, DirecTV. I mean, DirecTV is obviously it's not a partner. They will get the series and broadcast it. But Sony and Stars are in love with Outlander. There's nothing else to say.
Yes, they should be.
Yes, they should. Well, the whole world should be. But anyway, we've gone on, but it's just been an amazing evening. And what Lene suggested we do, and get a quick, a quick few minutes of some stuff that we would not forget, turned into what?
An hour and 20 minutes.
So this, you know, the good thing is, other than announcements, our podcast may be done tonight.
Yeah.
There will be no read-along this week. But wow! Thank you, Sony. Thank you, Stars. Thank you, DirecTV. While we hope to meet people again, see people again, and meet more fans, if we never get a chance to do another fan event, this was sublime.
So awesome.
Well, that definitely wraps up what time we have.
In
this week's episode.
If you're still listening this far, bless you. You made it through.
Don't forget, episode 21, we will be continuing our read-along
with chapter 17. Thank you, as always, so much for listening. We look forward to our next episode. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at @OutlanderPod. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/OutlanderPod. Or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com.
I dreamt it last night.